So last week, the Yeshiva Shalom brought a phenomenal concept, and that is that the Torah, he compared Emuna, the 13 principles of faith, to Midas. Just like we find, Reb Chaim Vital says, that the reason why the Midas aren't written in the Torah are because the Torah were given to people of refined Midas. Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. Right, Midas come before the Torah. A person has to refine their character traits. Only then can a person merit Torah. Remember, as we spoke about last week, it's a catch 22 because the Torah assists a person in refining their Midas. But so, in order to be able to merit all the brachas of the Torah and everything like that, to be really zeichet the Torah, that only comes after the person has really refined their character traits. So that's why the midas are not mentioned in the Torah. So the Yeshiva Shalom said the same applies to Emuna. 13, in order to be zeichet the Torah, Torah was only given to people, to the Jewish people. 13 principles of faith define a Jew. So, if someone is lacking one of the 13 principles of faith, they're lacking the essentials of Judaism. And unless a person has the essentials of Judaism, they can't. That the Torah doesn't even begin. That is the Yeshiva Shalom's thing. You look disturbed.
Well, all right. 13 principles of faith. You read through them. I speak for myself. I can read through them. I say, okay, if you say so. But
that's what Emunah is.
Okay, but in terms of, is this? I'm thinking of Tehisa Mesim, and you know I've had difficulties with that in the past, and including the question of, well, what's the point of this, and so I'm happy to say, well, okay, if you say so.
Right.
But in terms of, is that a foundation of my life? I have to confess that
it doesn't have.
No, it's not. I'm not opposed to it. I don't deny it.
It doesn't say anywhere that it has to be a foundation of your life, but it's got to be something that you believe in.
If you don't believe in it, you're not
going to
have it anyway.
Right.
All right.
No, so, again, have faith. Believing is something that it doesn't necessarily we understand. But it's part of it is part of our religion. That's
right.
It's part and parcel of our religion. The same applies to the Amuna in the coming of Mashiach. Kikashan is amig b'mashmalos v'amuna azu. If we will deepen ourselves in the meaning of this Amuna, the Amuna in the coming of Mashiach, nimsashi gamke nevas mahadas ha'yehudis ha'shroshis v'amakoris, we will find that it also stems from Jewish philosophy, the most basic, fundamental Jewish philosophy. Shekein shoresh u'mashmos u'amuna b'kiyach u'mashiyach him v'koyach ma'shemamen ki ha'bori yizborach boro ha'olam im yud u'matora ilois. Because the root and the meaning of this belief in the coming of Mashiach comes from the fact that we believe that Hashem created the world with a purpose and a lofty goal. With a neged einenu, and it seems that what seems to meet our eyes, it seems that we see a world that is so distant from this purpose and goal. We live in a world of troubles, of affliction, of so much sadness. A world where each person is trying to swallow the other. So we have to come to the conclusion that everything is only, this is all a hallway to entrance into the palace. But there will be a world of tikkun. When Mashiach will come, and then it will be fulfilled. The pasuk umvalo ores deas Hashem, that the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. And Hashem will rid the world of the spirit of tumah, and that all wickedness will be destroyed. Nimtzayim kain. So if that's the case, if a person is lacking the belief in the coming of Mashiach, such a person is denying everything. Such a person does not have the basic Jewish philosophy. And the same applies to the Amuna in afterlife. He puts them together.
Well, that's the difficulty.
Right.
Put them together. The Rambam in his introduction to Tanais doesn't put them together at all.
I don't think we've seen any of this.
He says they're separate and related to that.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't mean to put them together. But maybe he means two separate things: the amuna in afterlife and the amuna in tchias ha'meisim. Shehi amuna mikoyres. It is a fundamental amuna hanegas, the yisoidus of amuna shal yehudi, that touches the foundations of the amuna of a Jew. And someone who doesn't believe in this is lacking the fundamentals of a Jew. Just like the world has a purpose, so also every creation. Ah, here you go. He is trying to answer your question.
Thank you.
He's saying, just like the world in general has to have a purpose, and that's how we explain Mashiach, the coming of Mashiach. So also, every creation has a goal and a purpose in his world. Meaning, even the body has to have a purpose. Even the body has to have a goal. An eternal goal. And if everything is finished when a person dies, so how is his purpose and goal fulfilled?
Every physical creation has to have a goal.
That's what he says.
So this cup has a. It's going to be. He has a cup.
It's going to be used by you for learning the goal, for you to drink the coffee out of it, right? Wiser.
That's called the Nivra.
What? The cup. So I would answer you that just like they said, the goal, the purpose of the cup is to serve you. So you can answer then, well, the purpose of the body is to serve the Neshama.
That's what I'd answer.
Okay?
This is such an essential, important thing. I wish I had a better idea. Why? What do we learn from that? What is the point of this? I don't understand that. And I realize that I'm missing something huge.
We did see in the Tanya that there is the Tchias HaMeisim, that there is a concept of basking in the glory of the Shekhinah that is only possible in the body, which is not possible, in Gan Eden, right? We saw that.
No, I remember. I didn't understand that either.
I'll give you an easy way. Not easy way to understand it. A way to understand it. What Yehuda is basically bothered by over here is, we all believe in we all believe in Chesed Hamayis, we all believe in Hashara Sanefesh, which is that the neshama, after it descends from this world, it goes to a better place. Right? It goes to a place where it receives its reward and basks in the glory of the Shekhinah. Right? So, and then we understand that there's a time of Chesed Hamayis where the neshama will be put back into the body, into this world. So his question is, what's the purpose? Who needs it? So I just heard a story of there's a niggun that people sing on Simchas Torah. Olam Haba Zagita Zachle means Olam Haba is a good thing. Learning Torah is a better thing. So the what? Right. So the source for the story is for this song is that the Vilna Gaon was nifter on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. All of his talmidim had come to Vilna. It was apparent that his end was near. So all of his talmidim had come to Vilna for Sukkos. Among them was Rechaim Volozhiner. Prize Talmud. We have no idea. The Talmidim of the Gaon were unbelievable, tremendous people. So and then the Gaon was nifter on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. That Simchas Torah, which was a very lively event in Vilna in a usual year. Simchas Torah was, it was still, there wasn't even a chance to sit shiva yet for the Vilna Gaon. It was. So they were about to take out the Sefer Torah, and
not actually check on.
and it was apparent that no one was in the mood of dancing. It was everybody was very sad. It was very sad. No, the Patir of the Vilna Gaon. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner got up to speak, and he said, "Rabbeisai, where do you think our Rebbe is now?" So each one of the Talmidim had a certain inkling of which world, which Olam, the Vilna Gaon was in. One of them said the Olam of the where the Tanoim are. One of them said where the Amoraim. One of them said the Rishayim. Everybody had a different understanding of the greatness of his Rebbe. Chaim Volozhiner said, "Any of you might be right. I can tell you, though, that if the Vilna Gaon would be able to be in this world, perform the mitzvahs, and to learn Torah, he would rather be here than, I don't care where he is. Because the performance of mitzvahs, learning of Torah, is the greatest connection anyone can have to the Rebbe Shlita. So he'd definitely rather be here." And then the Chaim Volozhiner broke into this song with Oy Lamahab is a good thing, but learning Torah is a better thing. That's the source of the song. So there's no greater reward for someone who understands the benefit of the performance of mitzvahs and learning Torah as actually being in this world and be able to perform the mitzvahs and learn Torah. There's nothing, no greater connection.
Do you have some of the mitzvahs?
I would assume so. So that's a possible understanding of what Chesed Meisim is all about. Chesed Meisim is there's no Yetzirah.
We go from the lobby to the house, and then where?
Right, there's no Yetzirah. So there's what? So there's an opportunity to fully connect through the performance of
physical mitzvahs.
You understand this world is the anteroom, the foyer.
Right.
yesterday. All of us, the house.
Yeah.
Inside the house. Then what happens? Because basically, we go back out.
What?
What happens? We go back out.
It's only the foyer in a certain sense. He said it's a foyer in the sense of Yisrael Mashiach.
Okay. Precursor to.
Right. I mean, this world, as it is now, is only a foyer for the Olam HaTikun, which will be this world when Mashiach comes.
And Derech Hashem doesn't need to find Olam Haba, not as the world to come after we die, but the world of Mashiach.
Right. It's a big machlokes Rishonim. What did the Haba mean? We went through this. You look at the Hakdama to the Rav Perek Chelek, it brings a whole bunch of different things. All right, I think you
reject them. He rejects most of them.
What?
He rejects most of them. He brings them and he says why they're wrong.
Right.
And he gives his opinion.
Which I'm sure a lot of the other Rishonim think is wrong too. Okay.
I think he calls them more than wrong. I think mostly he calls them foolish and stupid.
Right.
Pretty strong.
It is very interesting. His argument is very strong too. His boy calls that what we see from all this is I finished the previous paragraph, right?
Yes.
His boy calls that ki has shosis shal Yehudi be'etzam, the basis of the Jew, in essence, are the philosophy of the Jew that are connected to the 13 principles. And that is why they are not written explicitly in the Torah. Because the Torah is only given to a Jew that has a Jewish base, that has the Jewish fundamentals. The im chosra loy tashsis zu, and if he is lacking this basis, chosra loy be'etzim yahadusai, then there is something lacking in his Jewishness. This past Shabbos, I mentioned Eli Wiesel's famous saying that it's Jewish to love God. It's even Jewish to hate God. But it's not Jewish to ignore God. So there are things that are Jewish, fundamentally Jewish, and things that are fundamentally not Jewish. The Torah was given to people that are fundamentally Jewish. Chmoish Hadas HaYehudis HaMekoyris. He is Soyd HaYehadis, just like this basic Jewish philosophy is the foundation of Judaism. Kachi Gam HaShoyresh HaMavad HaTshuva. It is also the root and the entrance way for tshuva. Shekasher ma'amin shabodi is baruch bara sa'idam etayim atarav yud. Because when a person believes that Hashem created the world with a goal and a purpose, ubarach le'sonu mikolam, and that Hashem chose us from any other nation, the malei sa yudi loy, to fulfill that purpose, that lofty purpose, right? V'yesh loy es oir hadas v'amitis. And the person has the light of the true knowledge to value the essence of a Jew, to realize that every Jew possesses a portion of Hashem himself. that allows a person to recognize and to feel. As Baal Shem Tov says, that the ultimate will of Hashem is that no Jew shall be left behind. No person will be pushed away forever. And that even if a person falls, the gates of tshuva are open before him, the sakin mashipogam, to correct that he has compromised, the memekar machtzavtoi, and that he should be able to return to the source from where he comes. And with this light of knowledge, the person is able to recognize the essence of the sanctity of a Jew. Even though in a natural sense, it does not seem possible for the person to return and to change their essence, a Jew has to believe that we have within us hidden powers, altivium, supernatural powers, this chadish kiberi chadasha, to renew ourselves like a new creation, with a haskel daf chadish b'chayim, and to turn a new page in life. Nimtza shahadas himava the tshuva. So what we find is that knowledge and philosophy is the entrance way for tshuva.
If you don't study, then you don't have a chance.
No. It has nothing to do with studying. It has to do with knowledge.
No.
And knowledge doesn't mean intellectual knowledge. Knowledge here means just this knowledge that he's just told us. The knowledge of the, first of all, the fundamentals of Judaism, and specifically this knowledge that we have within us, a supernatural neshama, that allows us to turn a new page in life that might seem to be naturally impossible. And not only is das the, I'm not even sure what the difference is, but let's see. Not only is das the foundation for tshuva, it is the root for tshuva. I know, meaning, kasha yeshle es adas ha'akora ba'imek ha'chit shepogam v'chvoyde shemelech v'achah v'lachah v'kadosh baruch hu. It's only when a person has the knowledge and the recognition of the depth of the sin, how he compromised the honor of the King of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch But if a person doesn't realize, doesn't have the knowledge to realize the gravity of the sin, so then the tshuva itself, that he regrets his actions, the tshuva itself becomes a chet, it becomes an avera.
Can't you say the opposite, though? That if he didn't even fully understand the depth of the chet, then the chet itself wasn't as bad.
Okay. No? I think that's a valid argument. Al-Derech Mashal, he gives us a Mashal. Don't give up yet. Al-Derech Mashal. Namisha Poga Bechvoida Shemalach Goda. Someone who offended the honor of a great king. And the person has no idea whatsoever in the essence of the honor of the king. Then he comes to appease the king as if he would have compromised the honor of a simple person. Such a person has a double avera. We've told the story numerous times, as it's brought on Rav Sadi Goin, Shapamach is Ircha Balabai Zechel Bebesai, Bekovit. That once he was He was as a guest in the house of some Balabayas who treated him with honor. He had no idea how great who this guest was that he had in his house. But when he found out that it was Reb Sadia Goin, Nofal Raglav, he fell to his feet, and he asked Reb Sadia to forgive him. Even though he did honor him, he did respect him, he did not honor him as befitting for the Golol Hador. Reb Sadia Goin Loman Mizeh, and Reb Sadia Goin learned from this story, how a person needs to do tshuva before Hashem. As long as we don't know Hashem's greatness, and even the good deeds that we do, like also we did not do as would have been appropriate to do for such a great and awesome king. And according to this, the person that does tshuva in main boy adas lahakul laharach lefnei mi chota lefnei malachem 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 akadosh baruch. If we don't have the knowledge to recognize and to value before who we sin, before the King of all kings, akadosh baruch hu, adat zorach laharves tshuva al tshuva. So he said we need to do tshuva for our tshuva. How did we dare do appease him according to our limited knowledge yesterday? Now we have an advanced knowledge. We have to do tshuva for our tshuva. Chavam Rebal Divrei Shmuel al Apasuk Yirchitzu Mayim. As the Divrei Shmuel, the Slonim Rebbe said, on the Pasuk it says, Yirchitzu Mayim, they should wash. Now the literal understanding of the Pasuk is Yirchitzu Mayim, they should wash with water. But the exact translation would be, they should wash the water. Ein mayim ala tshuva. Water is a reference to tshuva, meaning a person has to wash their tshuva. A person has to actually cleanse their tshuva. So the harbe lirchas is a tshuva. We have to do tshuva for our tshuva. Im ein bay hadas anachayna, we don't have the appropriate das. I think that Yossi is actually raising a very important and true point. Is that if this whole concept of the tshuva being an avera itself, because we don't realize who we sinned against. Well, once you go there, so then the sin isn't that terrible either. Because had I known who I was sinning against, I would never have sinned. So I think there's a lot of merit to what he's saying. So yes, I think once a person does recognize, when a person does have an idea of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then not only does he recognize his sin, but he also now recognizes that he has to do tshuva on a tremendous level. Now I realize who I sinned against, and I realize who I have to appease. And this, I realize how grave the sin was. When a person, though, is on a limited level, and the person doesn't recognize the greatness of Hashem, and therefore the person says, okay, Hashem, right, I do tshuva, and please forgive me. If you're going to criticize his tshuva, then automatically that limits his responsibility for the chet, because he really had no idea. If he would know, he would have never done it.
What about somebody who's on the other end of the stick?
Huh?
Somebody who was born into the palace, so to speak, with the king and the holy of the grandeur, and he's so used to it that he just doesn't even heed anything, because it's just so natural to him that he has no restraint, because everything is just like there.
Meaning, yeah, what you're saying is that the king's child doesn't have the respect for the king as the subject.
Right. Where does that come into?
It's good.
It's too hamish.
Too hamish.
Are you addressing the question of if a person just loses that focus, because we can have, you know, constant thoughts of Hashem, and then all of a sudden one time just do something wrong and not pay attention to the fact.
That's what Shuva is for. Then at least the person has the realization of who he sinned against and how he has to do Shuva.
But I mean, let's say if a sin is done, it's almost like we're putting Hashem to the side for a few minutes, doing the forgetting that he's there. I mean,
right.
It's not like I deny that Hashem is there. I just you don't think about him for a few minutes.
That was your choice, though.
That's a rough stuff.
Hey, Shkaya.
Good. Scary.
Yeah.